Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening, good evening, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Nkem Nomukunja speaking live on your Kunja radio station. Welcome back to another episode. How you guys doing? How you guys doing? Oh my goodness, it's been a while. I'm gonna update you guys. Don't worry, I'm gonna update you. And we say welcome. Welcome back, guys. And as usual, how was your day, ladies and gentlemen? How was your day? You know, how's the day? How's the weather for you? How's the weather? Was it sunny? Was it rainy? Was it cloudy? Was it windy? Was it blue skies? Was it a mix of two, mix of three? Like, tell me what was going on, girls and guys. Tell me. Give me the jizz. Give me the lowdown. I need to know. You know, you need to tell me. I always want to know. You gotta give me the gist, guys. I've missed a lot out of your life, so please send me emails to tell me. Or you can do it on the Anchor app. Anyone, like, as in, I'm always happy to hear about your lives. Please tell me. I love gist. You guys know I love gist. But yeah, was it foggy? Was it smoggy? You know, like, as in, tell me what the weather was doing to you today. What was the weather doing to you today? Oh my gosh. What was the weather doing to you today? And as we move on, what did you do today, guys? Like, generally, how was your day? You know, what did you do today? Did you go out? Did you stay home? Did you eat rice? Did you not eat rice? Did you cook? You know, all of you chefs. All of you chefs, we have to gather here, please. I can't even lie. We actually have to gather. Yeah, we have to talk about this. We have to talk about this, you know, because this is serious. Like, guys, I think we are in a cooking pandemic. People are not cooking, man. And it's bad. Like, why are people not cooking? Why are people not cooking? I'm very shocked. I'm wondering why. Why are people not cooking? Why? You know? But anyway, what did you do today? Did you go out? Did you do your exercises? Please, you guys, you should be doing your exercises. I've been slacking on mine now. I haven't done my exercising in like 3 days. It's bad. My whole body is feeling it, you know. But yeah. And I also hope your Easter was beautiful. I also hope your Easter was wonderful, beautiful, happy, enjoyable, filled with lots of, you know, joy and happiness and beauty and, you know, like, as in, yeah. Filled with lots of family time is needed, guys. Please do remember to spend time with your family, you know. Call them, check up on them, say hello. It doesn't take you 2 seconds to text your uncle and your auntie, hello auntie, hello uncle, just wanted to say hello. That's it. It doesn't take you 2 seconds, guys. Come on, you know, text your siblings, text your parents, say hello, say what's good, say what's up, you know. Pop out and just, like, as in, be chill, you know. Yeah. Don't mind me, guys. But yeah, I hope you guys had a good day today. You know, lots of interesting things filled in your days, you know. And how are you doing? How you feeling? You know, how you doing? How you feeling? How you doing? How you feel? You know, tell me how you feel. Yeah. Like, what's up, guys? How are your feelings going today? You know, are you happy, sad, irritated, confused, you know, stressed, annoyed, anxious, depressed, you know, a bit miffed, a bit on a high, excited, you know, bouncing off the walls, feeling a bit meh. Like, how you guys feeling? I hope there are no negative emotions today, because, bro, it's today. It's Tuesday. I'm releasing an episode. Episode 14 is back, and Kendall Mukunja is back on the Okunja radio station, guys. You gotta be happy. You gotta be happy. At least let this be the one thing to bring you some happiness. You get what I mean? Let this be the one thing to bring you happiness. Yeah. Anyway, I hope you had a chill day with lots of fun, lots of rest, and very little stress. Absolutely always yes. And what else? You guys know what I'm about to say. I also hope you ate good food, because good food is life. Guys, we need to be eating good food, not just junk food, okay? Meal prep if you have to, guys. Please, meal prep if you have to. But if you can't, please eat good food. Please take care of yourself, you know, and drink a lot of water, because hydration is key. Guys, we can't just be drinking Fanta, Coke, Sprite. Like, bro, I've been seeing some of my friends are going back to old habits. Guys, come on now. We can't be doing that. I'm so sorry. We can't be doing that. Bring your water to school, okay? Even though we're on holiday right now. Bring your water to school, yeah? Not vodka or whatever. Water, guys. Water is essential to life. Water, yeah? And then, you know, like, as in, come on now. Let's have some, you know, like, some serious talks on like, as in, having water. Because a lot of you guys do not carry water around. It's quite scary. I don't understand. You know, also given the fact that it's gonna be summer soon, like, come on now. Yeah, please carry water around, thank you very much. You know, have a lot of water, drink a lot of water. If you want juices, drink juices as well. Juices are very, very helpful. Pineapple juice, apple juice, you know, mango juice, and whatever. What are the juices that there are so many juices, or smoothies if you want, you know, because hydration is key and very much needed, guys, you know. But in my case, my day was good. Went to go see my auntie, checked in on her, did some stuff with her for about 4 hours, came back home, made some food, made stew, actually. Some spaghetti and stew, yeah. And then talked to friends, people I loved and I cared about, you know, the usual. You know, and the times when I was not with you guys, please do forgive me, okay, guys? I've been so busy. I have had essays upon essays. Even I have one due in 2 weeks, guys, that, like, as in, take some pity on me. I have one due in 2 weeks, but I shall be updating you, because it is season 14 and we need to get to season 15. Come on now. But things have been going well, thank you, in my life. I had my birthday on March the 5th. Oh my god, I turned a year older, guys. I was so happy. I was so excited. I'm always very excited for birthdays and everything, you know. And yeah, it's just a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful season. You get what I mean? Beautiful season. Obviously, like, as I said, essays and running around and my business and my poetry writing for you guys. I have poems stocked for you guys, though. I have poems stocked. You know, so y'all are gonna get some real good treats. And I'm gonna be bringing some of my friends on the podcast. Don't worry. I'm gonna be bringing some of my friends. You're gonna be enjoying this. You get what I mean? You're gonna be having some fun, talking to some real people, interacting with some real people, and dealing with some real life stuff. Yeah. But anyway, today's Let me see. Anyway, today's podcast episode would be on the instrumentalization of music. Yes, guys, the instrumentalization of music. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you know how much I love music. You know how much I'm a creator. I love music so much. And I would always tell everybody who does music, whether you are a singer, a writer, a dancer, a listener, whatever, you are a participant of music, and it is wonderful to see you participate. And please do continue to participate, because we do need people in music. Music is essential to life. You can't, like I said, it cannot go, it cannot be gone, you know. Even the universe has the tick of time. Come on now, the tick of time is literally the heartbeat to the universe, you know. So yeah, that's all I would say to you guys, you know. Please, you know, whatever, please do be careful with the music that you listen to. Music can either elevate your mood, make you have a revelation, or just, like I said, put you down in the dumps, guys. So do please be careful with the music that you listen to. you know. And the song that inspired this wonderful poem, now it, you guys should take this song very seriously, because I love this song. Okay, I love this song. It's called Isles, and I don't know how to pronounce it well. Okay, it's an I with an accent. Yeah, like as in in like a hat, like I can only say it in French, a son chapeau, like as in the accent that looks like a hat. Okay, so it's an I with an son chapeau, with an L-E-S by Jordan Critz. Jordan Critz, that is Jordan Critz. Okay, yeah. Now, ladies and gentlemen, please do remember to, you know, sit back, relax, listen, learn, understand, pick a few things, learn a few things, you know how we go with this. And you know, as I said, sit back, relax, listen, learn, grab your popcorn, put your feet up, and let's go. Thank you for letting me in your ears tonight. The instrumentalization of music. For the ears blessed with the art of noticing distinct sound, hear me as a fellow musician. Hear and follow my voice. I write to you as I sing the message of old, as it acclaims to the ancient ones. Do not be fooled by the sounds of this world. Sharpen your weapons of battle. Where are your symphonies, child? Where are your quartets, the strings, the bars? Where are they and all the inclusions? You are blessed with the art of music, a gift given to many in different forms, different areas, arts and textures. With our brains comprehending sound so beautifully, our souls dancing to the music of eternity, our bodies knowing its biology by the strings of nature. Our minds cryptographic expansion for our very well-being. Oh, how musicians are the artists that draw the strings of sound for the balancing of human life. But the creator himself is a musician, and he himself heeds to sound. Fellow musicians, listeners, singers, dancers, all that are comprehenders, understand that music, as it flows through the nerves of the human body, that there would always be movement or deep thought. Music inspires my poems, it inspires my life. The instrumentalization of music, the understanding and the orchestration of sound is an art. It is a pathway that the mind should know. Every human has it. But some have the exceptional gift and wisdom to control it, bend it to the ears of men of humankind. To all artists, music and listeners, I send you flowers, gifts and love. For I thank you greatly. For what we poets, what we do without you? When we use your work to make such great pieces, pieces that move others to tears, that shred the doubts of the cosmic human mind of species, that give us rays of hope and love and joy, of what would we do? How lost at sea we will be as we drift. So lost. We beg you, catch us and reel us in. Now I end this story. And I say the heartbeat is a rhythm. Everything runs on music. Even the ticks of time are the beats of the universe. As the creator's breath is pushed into every vault and vacuum of the galaxy in its expansion. The instrumentalization of music, the orchestration of sound is very human, I tell you. I sing your praises, O creator of the universe, as we take after you. We humans, your creation of time, made to run on sound, emotions afflicted by pitch. Humans always needing to create. Thank you.
ladies and gentlemen, for listening. As you know, this is Nkem Limokunjo, your host and your director, signing out from the Okunjo radio station. I'm curious to know your favorite part of this poem, your favorite part of this short story, your favorite part of this discussion. Tell me what your favorite part was, why it caught your attention, and what you think you have learned from it. Also, if you have any questions, let me know and I will do my best to answer them. I also would love to know what you think about this, and if it has affected you in any way, tell me. You know, I'd love to know the tea, I love to know the gist. Tell me. anyway, remember, this is a bi-weekly podcast with episodes that air every Tuesday and Thursday at 9 p.m. West African time. Please follow me on Instagram as Saphy_234. That is SAPPHY _234. And Poetry and Podcast. That is Poetry and Podcast, all one word, where I will be posting the poems that I have read. You can also follow me on TikTok at Nkem Limokunjo. That is NkemDilimOkonjo. Or on Twitter at Nkem09. That is NkemO9. My podcast is also available on Google Podcast, Acast, Audrey, Alexa Flash, AntennaPod, Pcast, Podcast Addict, Spreewell. Spreewell is spelled SPREWELL podcast. That's Spreewell podcast. Then there is Momento FM. That is Momento.fm. Good Pods, TuneIn. TuneIn is all one word. That is TUNE. Then IN. That's TuneIn, all one word. Snipped. That is spelled SNIPD. Then Podverse. PODVERSE Podverse, Podcast Go, Podcast App, Podbean. That is PODBEAN, Podbean. Moonbeam, yeah, like the moon beam, yeah. Player FM, that is player.fm. Luminary, LUMINARY. Then Clever FM, that is clever.fm. Cast Mix, CASTMIX. Then Deezer, DEEZER. Yeah, Deezer. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, Castbox, Stitcher, iVox, Breaker, Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, and absolutely Patreon, and obviously, where are you listening? Anchor. Please share to your family and friends and tell them to share, and then share wider and wider and wider until you can hear me on everything. Also, give feedback and comment by leaving a voice message through the Anchor app, commenting on Spotify or any other social media platforms. I'm sending lots of hugs, lots of love to those who need it, and lots of joy to those who are expecting it. Yeah, blessings, love, peace, joy, and absolute favor coming your way. Good evening, good night, peace and love. Thank you for tuning in.